In their own words, candidates tell us a little bit about themselves and where they stand on the issues. A different ward will be featured each evening this week. Name: Sam Elmsley. Occupation: bartender, hospitality. How long have you lived in Guelph?
23 years.
Do you reside in the ward you are running in?
Yes.
Why are you running in this election?
I'm running because I genuinely want to represent Ward 3 and all of Guelph. This city has given me so much and I'd like to repay that.
What qualifies you to represent your ward?
I've lived in Ward 3 for a long time. I was a U of G student, then a homeowner and a small business owner. I have, and am dedicated to enhancing the lives of the people in my ward and the city as a whole.
Why should people vote for you?
I want people to vote for me because I've made a connection with them. I want to hear their concerns, their ideas for positive change, and where they stand on issues so I can best represent them. I want people to see that I don't pretend to have all the solutions, but I want to work collaboratively with the residents and constituents to find the best resolution to problems. I will be completely accessible to the people who voted for me. I will explain any vote, and I want feedback about everything.
What do you see as the main issues facing residents of the ward?
I think the main issue in the ward is affordable housing. Other issues like property crime, transit effectiveness and train crossings also impact the ward, but I'm looking forward to meeting residents and hearing what they consider to be their primary issues.
What do you see as the main issues facing residents of Guelph on a broader scale?
Responsible management of growth, affordable housing and water supply are major issues facing the city as a whole, but again, I want to hear what the residents consider to be the main issues we face.
What is the most important thing you want to see changed in Guelph?
This is the best city I've lived in. I want to help improve the lives of those struggling, make the city easier to negotiate, whether by car, bicycle, or bus, and I want to be accessible and transparent to the residents of my ward and the city.
What services need to be improved in Guelph?
Everything can be improved, and it's already happening. Transit is being improved with increased flexibility, bike lanes are being added, and customer service has been working on improving response times and reducing costs.
What can be done at the local level about the rising cost of housing?
We can use our resources and spend our money as responsibly and efficiently as possible at the city level. I want to collaborate with people who know the best ways to navigate this issue to come up with a cost-effective, but also actually effective solution. We should explore what other cities have done to successfully navigate this issue.
What can be done locally about the homelessness issue?
Helping people experiencing homelessness strikes me as something to help with on an individual basis. One person's experience is going to look vastly different from another. I am eager to help, support and learn from the already great people and organizations in this city who are working to assist the homeless in Guelph. Also, the more money that is channeled to mental health, affordable housing, and food insecurity, the less the people experiencing homelessness should be impacted. All these issues are connected.
How do we make Guelph an even better city to live in?
Engagement is key. Everyone who can vote, should vote. People should check out the city website, and see just how much the city already offers. Contact your representatives to tell them what they're doing right, and voice your concerns when you have them.
Any link to an election website or social media account?
https://www.instagram.com/samelmsleyward3/ https://twitter.com/sameword3